This hour, folks, Carol Lieberman with us. We'll talk about the sentencing, the parents in Michigan regarding their 15-year-old who murdered four students a couple of years ago. They got their sentences yesterday. We'll talk about that in length. Next, so much is going on as far as the transportation industry, hiring practices, crisis level shortages, air traffic controllers. I mean, it is absolutely alarming, especially with what's going on now with Boeing and these planes. I mean, my goodness, you got a plate full of stuff here to talk about. And one of the best guys to do it is with William Trechman. Happens to be the lawyer from Mountain States Legal on the case. He's a former Trump Administration Office of Civil Rights attorney. And the chaos regarding these airlines, staffing shortages is being experienced, and it really jeopardizes now public safety. It really does. And Bill gives us a couple here on a Wednesday. William, welcome aboard. Good to have you back.
Thanks, Jay. Great to be back. Greetings from Colorado.
Indeed. There is so much going on besides all the Boeing and the mechanical and everything else that we hear about. One thing that is not being accentuated enough is the staffing shortages and air traffic controllers. And, you know, when you think about that, you're really jeopardizing public safety for travelers when 30,000 feet above sea and land. My goodness, give me a sense what's going on here.
Yeah, it's a good point because, you know, it seems like there's some slack in our security regime. We haven't had a crash in over a decade. People aren't regularly dying. And yet we keep hearing of these incidents where, you know, you see a pilot fixing a window right before a plane takes off, or a rogue pilot giving a weird announcement over the PA system. And it just keeps happening. And it seems like the airline industry is snake bitten, and you've got Boeing, you've got the FAA. They certainly don't do a good job of working together. Of course, maybe they work too well together because they aren't concerned about actually keeping each other accountable. And so we're part of a lawsuit against the FAA for using DEI in hiring. That's just one component of what we're seeing, which is just airline industry in chaos.
Isn't that unbelievable? DEI yeah. comes into focus now, and this is the ultimate of public safety, in my estimation. I mean, when you see a passenger catching a United Airlines pilot, folks, on camera, repairing a plane window before takeoff, this is troubling. You know, when you see an engine pretty much falling off during takeoff and that emergency landing out in Denver, your neck of the woods there, Bill. I mean, that is scary stuff. This is alarming stuff.
Yeah, all these things keep happening in Denver for some reason. I don't know.
What is going on
but
there?
I wish I had an answer. You know, I'm planning on flying in a couple of weeks, and I'm just going to make sure that all the windows are fully repaired by the time I get on the plane. But this is a situation where clearly, people are aware, right? You've got folks who are taking their phones out and filming because they are looking to make sure that they are safe when they walk onto a plane. They're less concerned about, getting from one place to another safely, and instead they're focusing on race and gender and who's in the cockpit. And these airlines and the government want to take advantage of that slack in the system and say, we've got such a great system that we can afford to lose some quality and lose some competence in exchange for quote unquote diversity. Of course, they're not actually concerned about, you know, real diversity. They're just hoping that they can get a racial balance of skin color and gender.
No doubt about it. All big time conversations to have talking with Bill Trechman here. And then you have, I was reading, Bill, regarding the Senate subcommittee that has now summoned the CEO of Boeing to testify about these jetliners, you know, these new safety-related charges from a whistleblower. And they're going to hold a hearing next week featuring one of these quality engineers who is going to detail some of the safety concerns involving the manufacturing, the assembly. I spoke about this earlier on the program, the 787 Dreamliner. The subcommittee stating that those problems could create again. You know, when you hear catastrophic describing some of this stuff, I mean, that really kind of makes you think here. You know, it's almost to the point where you're booking a flight now online. Now you want to know what kind of plane you're going to fly in. I mean, this is really what it has come down to. It's frightening stuff.
Yeah, I saw some story that Kayak, the online ticket agent, you can search for what type of plane you'll be flying, and those searches are up by 12 times lately because people are trying to duck out of being on a Boeing plane. It's not just this Boeing guy. There's also the Boeing whistleblower who allegedly committed suicide in the middle of his deposition. And certainly you've got a track record here where people are seeing problems at Boeing. Now, the CEO announced his resignation because of the culture of accountability or non-accountability, but he's not even leaving until the end of the year. So clearly the culture is not changing rapidly, and changing whoever's in the C-suite is not actually going to affect the real culture of Boeing. If there's a problem with safety and a problem with accountability and a problem with, you know, keeping things on track, that's going to continue until real measures are taken. So I'm not surprised that Congress is getting interested. You know, I'm a little surprised that the Democrats in the Senate are, you know, spearheading this as opposed to some of the Republicans in the House who might have done it sooner. But obviously there's political hay to be made here, and they're gonna take the opportunity to rake Boeing over the coals.
And, you know, we're talking with Bill Trachman. We're going in the chaotic situation now as far as the airlines and some of these planes. And this engineer who worked on this 787, apparently, Bill, he grew alarmed over changes to the assembly of the fuselage. You know, that's the main body of the aircraft, as we know it. And the process in reading this entailed, you know, together and fastening some of these giant sections of the fuselage. Each one produced, by the way, by a different company. Now, this guy, whose name it's just slipped my memory for a second here, but he has really kind of hurt it in a retaliatory sense about coming clean here. I mean, it's as almost as if Boeing is cutting corners here, taking these shortcuts that led to excessive force in the assembly process, you know, creating, you know, some of these deformations and materials and everything else. I mean, if you're cutting corners at the risk of possible lives here, you know, that to me, that changes the game a little bit here.
Yeah, you know, I thought it was interesting that Boeing said, sure, you know, this might be a problem, but it wouldn't be a problem for years. You know, these plane parts can sustain the wear and tear on them for, you know, 5 to 10 years. Well, you know, what happens after that? I'm still concerned as a flyer, even if they can sustain a little bit of damage. But obviously with this guy, they got the information, they didn't like it. And he alleges that instead of listening to them and making changes, they retaliated against him and isolated him. And now I guess we're going to hear what evidence he has, and he's going to have quite a bit of a platform to talk through exactly what he knew and when, and we'll see if Boeing is able to react. They're snake bitten right now. Their stock has obviously gone down significantly because of all these scandals, and clearly they need to course correct, but it doesn't even seem like they have the capability of doing that at this point.
Yeah. Talking with Bill Trachman, you know, talking about the 787 Dreamliner, the 737 MAX. That's another one, Bill, that have been plagued by production defects that have really sporadically held up deliveries, left airlines short of these planes, all during, you know, some of the busy travel seasons. I mean, where do we go from here? You know, we're talking about it, hearings on Capitol Hill and everything else. Is it going to be a fix to this situation here? Do you see that things will be tightening up in more ways than one, we hope? I mean, where do we go from here?
Our hope, and this is part of our lawsuit against the FAA, is that the entire aviation industry refocus and put what's most important at the top, which is merit, skill, competence. Listen to people when they're telling you that you're doing something wrong, and stop focusing on things that don't matter, like race and gender. Because there's right now a focus that, you know, the fact that you have a certain skin color is part of what makes us stronger. It's part of what diversity is. And we just reject that entirely. So Mountain State Legal Foundation has been involved in representing over 900 would-be air traffic controllers against the FAA. Clearly, the FAA and Boeing have a tight relationship that's been proceeding for years, and the regulated party is in bed with the regulator. So we do have a problem. It's an epidemic. You know, as I said, there's slack in the system, so we aren't about to see a crash or people not taking airplanes, but we do have a growing concern that our airlines just aren't safe because they're focusing on the wrong things.
Especially, can you imagine you're flying overseas, over water, and this happens? I mean, what do? You can't land the plane anywhere, folks. So, you know, DEI has now entered the wokeness of it all regarding the airline industry, is what Bill's saying. And it could be costing lives here down the road. You don't want to ever think about, as Bill stated in the beginning of the conversation, it's been 10 years since we had a horrific scene regarding an airplane. And that's something we never, ever want to enter. We don't want to enter that arena to talk about it ever again. But, you know, quite frankly, it's real. Bill, I tell you, final thought from you here. But, you know, we've seen this. We've talked about it. It has entered this industry right now. And I don't know what's next. I really don't know what's next. You know, it used to be on merit and skill set and the ability to climb a ladder and get it done for oneself as far as getting to where he or she needs or wants to go. Now we think about other things, and we have seen this way, way too often. This is a bad movie that keeps playing over and over again.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think about flying, right, inevitably you're going to face challenging conditions, right? At some point, it's going to be turbulence. It's going to be weather. There's going to be a technical difficulty that your people have to confront, and they have to be able to react swiftly. And when that happens, whenever it does happen, you want them to have that capability. You don't want them to be there in the seat for reasons other than their skill and quality as a pilot or an air traffic controller. And so you're absolutely right. We are going to face a crisis one day or another. When this actually comes to pass, and there are going to be real safety problems, and hopefully I'm not on that plane. Hopefully you're not on that plane, and hopefully nothing, you know, tragic happens. But we're courting danger here,
without question. You know, I'm one of these guys. When I feel turbulence on a plane, it's an eye opener for me. I've calmed down over the years, but I can't even imagine, you know, being on that Alaskan Airlines flight when out with that door. I mean, come on. I mean, we got to fix this. We got to fix it today. Enough of this stuff. Bill Trackman, working it as far as all that's going on from a legal sense. Mr. Trackman, of course, the lawyer from Mountain States Legal on the case, former Trump administration office of civil rights attorney as well. He is the best at discussing this as far as all the chaotic nature of it all regarding these airlines. Bill, until next time, we'll await and see what happens out of this Senate committee as well.
Thanks so much, Jay.